Here's a problem every parent faces in the summer, finding something constructive for their kids to do while school's out. That task can be even more difficult for parents who cannot afford day camps and art classes. WYPR's Jonna McCone went in search of options for low-income parents.
It's a hot Friday morning in August. Elementary and middle school kids are chatting in groups in the cafeteria of Connections, a public charter school in the Mendauman neighborhood of West Baltimore. They're part of the Freedom School. It's a summer and after-school program with a network of schools around the country. The one in Baltimore is run by Play on Purpose, or POP. Their day starts with songs to get everyone energized. Before the day is over, students will read books that they can take home, play sports like flag football or cheerleading, and they'll learn about social justice. Rashida Ford, a Baltimore City middle school teacher, is CEO and director of POP. She says she developed the program to encourage athletes and scholars to lead in all aspects of their lives.
It seems to be that we place our kids in boxes. In a lot of ways, I've seen students who are amazing athletes but struggle in the classroom. I've seen amazing scholars in the classroom but don't have any social skills and don't have any grit outside of the classroom.
Taylor Evans is going into eighth grade at the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women. She says she loves to play basketball, but wasn't eligible because her grades were too low. Then she found a book at the camp that resonated with her.
These three friends, they overcome amazing hurdles in their life. And at first they thought they would always stay in the streets and they would never do anything good for themselves. But their pack of friendship, they encouraged each other to go to college and become doctors and physicians and things like that.
The book encouraged her to stay focused on her schoolwork.
But it helps me learn that reading is actually good for the mind and is good for your spirit, like just to calm down and read and just take your time.
Play on Purpose is one of hundreds, 327 to be exact, of free or low-cost summer programs, partially funded by the city, nonprofits, and foundations. In recent years, the Annie Casey Foundation, the Family League, and the Weinberg Foundation have developed one application to make it easier for summer programs to apply for money and to better coordinate what they are paying for and why. But that doesn't nearly meet the need, says Jonathan Rondo, who's president and CEO of the Family League, which helps fund POP. He says there are 132,000 students under 18 in the city, and affordable, high-quality programs serve only a quarter of that number.
Middle-class or upper-middle-class kids are getting access to things that their parents are paying for, being able to go to museums, getting music lessons, being engaged to be in fee-for-service summer camps, and the amount of free opportunities that are available for all kids here in Baltimore isn't at the level of the kids that need it.
Although the number of camps for low-income kids has increased, advocates and instructors say families still don't sign up for a number of reasons. They don't know the program exists, or for some it's hard to get their children there, or they're worried about safety. Still, other programs have waiting lists. But it's clear these programs are valuable to kids. Jalen McLean, a rising seventh grader who goes to POP, says without a camp,
I would sleep later and I would just play video games.
For kids who aren't signed up for any program, there's always one of the city's pools or rec centers. David Stort is a 19-year-old pool operator at William Maccabee Park in Sandtown. He says many of the kids who come here stay all day, and a lot of them take advantage of free lunches the park offers.
They always come. They know. They ask for lunch. We come and give them lunch, juice, and milk.
It's one of dozens of sites around Baltimore that offers meals kids can walk in and grab without signing up. Often parks and pools are filling in the gap for kids who aren't signed up for camp. I'm Jonna McCone reporting for 88.1 WYPR.